Hello, my loves. How is everybody? I have just realized, I remembered that I took away the intro to this podcast. So there's probably some of you who are listening and you're like, who the hell is this chick? Because there's no introduction. So let me reintroduce myself. My name is Asti, and this is the place to be for all the hottest tips, tricks, and advice when it comes to living your best, most vibrant, and turned on life. I'm here to support you building a healthy, thriving relationship with yourself, reclaiming your sexuality, which in turn means reclaiming a deeper sense of who you are, of feeling enough, of feeling worthy, and then calling in all the things from this place, including the dream relationship and deeper levels of love and intimacy, which is really what we're about to talk about in this episode. So I have a really, really exciting announcement very soon, but I want to start off with a few celebrations. So I want to celebrate my day because you know that I'm a projector. I'm like hashtag poster girl for projector life goals, meaning I live a very abundant, spacious, pleasure-filled life, but still calling on all the things, still super successful, calling in the clients and making shit happen. But basically today's been super productive work-wise, getting this podcast up. I've completed all my notes for my one-on-ones. I've been Voxering my one-on-ones all morning. I've done all the back-end stuff for my Instagram and for the website that needs to be done this week. And on top of all that, I went to the gym today. I've had a sauna. I got my nails done. I've done my 10,000 steps, which is my goal to get back on that bandwagon this week. And I just went and got a colonic. So amazing. Got so much done today. The other thing that I want to celebrate is Embodied and all the women that came and have shown up with me. I'm recording this on Monday, so it's actually happening tomorrow, but let's just roll with it because I know it's going to be amazing. It was fucking amazing. I mean, who doesn't want to learn to feel comfortable in your body and to activate confidence and desirability and feeling sexy and feeling turned on, all the yummy things? And who doesn't want to learn sexy, fun stripper floor moves? You guys have been asking me for so long to teach you, so here it is. Those of you who came along, thanks for joining me live. If you're only just finding out about this now and you want in on the action, I will put a link in the show notes where you can go and download a copy of the replay. So basically what it is a meditation, an embodiment practice, getting you into your body, and then me teaching you some fun, sexy floor moves, which either you can use to go and seduce a special someone after you complete it, or if you're single like me, you can use it to seduce yourself. So this also comes with a downloadable daily embodiment practice. So this enables you to make feminine embodiment, pleasure, feeling good, sensuality, all of the yummy things, a part of your day-to-day life. Which, let me remind you, it's not just about doing the work, which also, doing the work doesn't have to be work. It can be fun. It can be playful, like this this call was. What was I saying? Now I've gone on a tangent. I've forgotten what I was saying. The work gets to be fun. And that's what I was going to say. It's not just about those moments where you're quote unquote doing the work. So it's not just about you showing up and doing this embodiment practice or watching the replay, doing the downloadable meditation and activation practice. It's about what you actually get moving forward from there, right? Feeling comfortable in your skin, feeling turned on in your body. Amazing. But what is going to unfold from your life from that point when you're feeling more open? What opportunities, what experiences, what people are you going to attract into your life? And I know I can speak from my own experience that when you are embodied and you're activated in the energy and embodied in the quality of the version of yourself that you wish to be, calling in all the things that you wish to have becomes so much easier. And I've been sharing a little bit of this on my Instagram, probably more so with my close friends, but recently I've just like had ideas and things that I've wanted to create and call in, and I've just been attracting the right people into my life. It's almost like magic. So lots of fun things happening. I'll fill you in on that later. But just a few celebrations there, yummy things happening in my life. Also all the yummy things with all the women who came to Embodied. And this is your little invitation to join us in the replay. Again, you can find that in the show notes. Okay, so the thing that I actually wanted to talk to you about today and the big announcement, the exciting thing is that I have just reopened doors to the Spark. So I was getting lots of DMs, lots of inquiries around how you can work with me, and I hadn't had any programs open. So I've decided to reopen the Spark, which if you don't know, this is basically it's a coaching program where I support you healing your relationship with men so that you can call in deeper levels of love and intimacy. Whether you're single and you're wanting to call in love, or whether you are in a relationship and you're wanting to deepen the level of love and intimacy and passion that you have in your current relationship. So here's the thing. I'll give you complete clarity, answer any questions that I know are going to come up. When you sign up now, you get access to the round two replay. So I think there's 7 calls in there, super powerful, potent stuff. All the women that have gone through are having amazing results. I've actually got a little group chat on Instagram with all the women who have gone through the Spark. They're in there sharing their wins and their dating experiences, and it's all so yummy. So I really want you guys to be a part of it. Once you join, I will also add you to that group chat so you can stay in touch and ask me all the questions and everything in there as well. So basically, you get all the replays to round two. Then you also get access to the live round three, which is happening in October. So this will be all different stuff. There'll be new content, there'll be new topics, there'll be new practices. So you get to go through it all by yourself and then together as a group where you get live access to me, including opportunity to ask all your questions and get coaching as well. So I'm not going to talk too much about this. There's already 50 of you on the wait list to get into the Spark. So I feel like most of you who are listening, who are meant to be in there, you already know it and you already know what it's about. So you don't need me to do the whole spiel. But this is what we are going to do. I had a little chat with one of the past ladies from the Spark last week. We recorded our conversation and she shared her experience and what she got out of it. So I want to share that with you. I can talk all day long about how I love this work, how it's changed my life, how it's changed my dating experiences and my love life and all the yummy things. But I think it's really beautiful for you to hear from a quote unquote real woman and someone else that is just like you and who's gone through the Spark and gained so much out of it. So let's just dive straight in, shall we? Let's have a listen. Amazing. I've got the beautiful Lena here who is in round two of the Spark. Thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm so excited to share my experiences with working with you.
It's been a little while now since we wrapped up, so I'm even excited to hear what you've been moving through since we closed that container.
So that was around March, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. At the time, I was going through some really, really heavy stuff.
Yeah. So let's talk about why you decided to join the Spark.
Yeah.
Before the Spark. What's your journey been up until now, and what gave you the little push to sign up?
I think it was like, I believe a lot in like divine timing now and the universe presenting you with things. So I was going through a bit of a tough time with I think the word breakup's a bit wrong, because it was a bit of the breakup happened like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And he kept coming back in and out, and it was hurting me a lot, but I kept seeing that he was sharing vulnerability and it kept pulling me back in. Mm-hmm. But I knew I needed to kind of like stand in my own power and put in my own proper boundaries. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, you can tell someone not to contact you, but they don't have to listen.
Yeah.
So in the end, he's the most loveliest person in the world, and I love him to bits, but I had to block him and delete the number for him to stop, because I think it would have just kept coming and it was just hurting me more and more. And I just felt like at a loss. Like, I've been doing a lot of this healing journey for a little while and building up my own confidence and, you know, practicing embodiment, following a lot of women coaches like yourself. And I've been following you for quite a while. And I was like, oh, this woman's amazing. She's just got this like really humble, nourishing, beautiful radiance about her. And I was just like, I just really liked, you know, looking at your videos and posts and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so at the time it was just, I felt like I needed a bit more to help me get to a bit more of a stable point with what had been happening. Mm-hmm. And I hadn't actually done a women's group before. I'd done a little bit with some other kind of stuff, but never like around female embodiment and sexuality and things like that. I just delved into it more on my own. Mm. And because I love this kind of work and I feel like this is where I'm really drawn to, perhaps also my purpose in life is to share this with people. Because in my group of friends, I'm the one that's a bit more outspoken about this stuff. And I love talking about sex. I love sex. I really enjoy it. And I'm just like, every single woman on the planet should be experiencing as much pleasure as they can. And I'm just like, you know, it's heartbreaking when you realize that they don't.
A lot of them.
And I came from before that breakup, I came from a relationship, a long, really long-term relationship that was quite toxic and it was sexless for years.
Mm.
And in that, I felt like, oh, well, maybe this is just what happens. It's a phase and stuff, and you know, maybe we need to go to counseling and all this and that, and amongst other stuff it just got worse and worse and worse. And when I came out of it, I literally felt like I was so free and like something had liberated my wild woman.
Yeah.
Like I was like, I didn't go on like a sex rampage or anything, but I met some really lovely men and had really, really lovely experiences, and I was like, oh shit, it's not me that was the problem in that relationship. Like,
and I think what happens,
everything is still working.
Yeah. Too often I think we see in society relationship is like, it's a loss, which in a sense it is. You grieve and you let go of somebody. But what we forget to celebrate is everything that you gain from letting go of something or someone that's not serving you. And for you, just regained your sexual liberated self.
Oh my gosh. It was like, it was so, like the first time I had sex again, because this was, bear in mind, it was like after 8 years of nothing. Like I, you know, self-pleasure and stuff, yes. But even then it wasn't as much.
Yeah.
But I remember kind of like my first experience, he was a lovely guy and he was very generous and like, you know, gave me a massive boost. So that was really helpful. But yeah. I was just like, wow, this is how it's meant to be for me. And then just delving more into like the self-development and self-healing world really, really helped me move on from that.
Amazing.
And like how much I had been like repressing myself in just like, I don't want to say I'd let this person, because it's partly yourself as well that you're doing it to,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of it because of the toxicity and the trauma bonding that happens, it's a really awful, vicious pattern and cycle that happens. Just to set her free was just like amazing.
Yeah. So you went through like a roller coaster of all these different relationships and sexual experiences and the little lull where there was no sex. And then you met this guy who kept creeping his way back in. And I really loved how you worded this, because you said something along the lines of, you can't control other people. And this is something I talk about a lot. Yeah. It's like, yeah, you can have strong boundaries. Well, you can express your boundaries. You can express your needs, but you can't control other people. So at the end of the day, if you're setting a boundary that someone's not respecting, if there's no consequence, then it's not really a boundary. It's just a preference or a desire. And so I also liked that you shared that a piece of it was you taking personal responsibility, because it's not just about blaming him and like, oh, like he's so annoying, he's such an asshole, whatever, he keeps coming back in and wasting my time. But you actually like paused and went, hold on a second, yes, he's doing this and he keeps weaseling his way back in, but the only reason he's doing that is because I keep letting him.
Exactly. And that was actually a really tough thing to actually realize, oh fuck, it's me that needs to put the final ending to this.
Mm-hmm.
It was the hardest thing I had to do.
Yeah.
But also like it made me take my own power back, draw my energy back to me and concentrate solely on me. Like he's a wonderful person and I love him. And like the connection we had, the physical and the emotional, was more than anything I'd ever experienced in my life. And I have to keep telling myself, yeah, you had that, but it's going to be so much more with the next one.
Yeah, exactly. I believe relationship, because every relationship you learn more of what you don't want, more of what you do want. you learn more about yourself, you become more powerful in expressing your truth, the boundaries, needs, desires. And so every single relationship just gets better and better. Yeah. Okay, so you went through that little experience and then you're like, okay, part of it's me, it's up to me to make this change. And then you signed up to the Spark. And what is it that you most got out of that container and the experience in there?
So it was like, it's so beautiful to have a container like that where you're with other women who are like literally going through the same things and having the same thoughts, same fears, same like negative talk, self-talk, about their I can't get my words out.
It's everything, the self-doubts about whether
I'm trying to list it all, but yeah, everything.
Am I asking your body too much? I can't orgasm, or I feel rejected. It's all the same. And it's like,
the right thing.
Yeah. Every coaching session I do, there's always a little bit of fear. I'm like, I don't want to share this. I don't know. Am I silly? Every single time I'm like, babe, I get it. I've been there. I get it. Like, we're all experiencing the same things. Yeah. And there's something so beautiful in women coming together and sharing all of our similar fears and desires and doubts, because then you just have this like realization that you're not alone.
Yeah.
And then all the shame that you're carrying around these aspects of yourself or your desires disappears. Like, the shame dies in the safe space.
That's it. What does it say? And then shameful because it's been voiced and it's out there and nothing happened to you. Something along those lines. I've always liked that. And I have found in my life, the more stuff, especially women, the more it allows them to share their experiences as well.
Yeah.
So then I was kind of like, oh, this is kind of, I like this, you know, allowing other women to be vulnerable and talk about their difficulties that they're having. Yeah. And I wish I'd had that when I was going through all this stuff, because I just felt completely alone for most of my life.
Yeah.
And I felt like I never connected with other women in a sense, because I was always very interested in sexuality from quite a young age. And I always kind of was like, this is an important part of relationships for me. Sex is like, you know, you can't get any closer to your partner, can you? And a lot of people, women, friends were like, well, why is that important? You know, once or twice a month is fine for me. I'm just like, no.
You're like, give it to me every day.
Yeah, every day. Come on. I just felt like something just felt off, like, to me. I'm just like, I personally can't accept that everything just fades away.
Yeah.
I just felt like that's just, and it did happen to me. I lived in that for like 8 years, and then coming out of it and knowing it can be completely different.
Yeah.
The guy that I was with before, we matched really, really well in that sense. So yeah. So sharing it with other women, and especially in the group that we had, such lovely, lovely women. It was really, really nice to hear their stories and get to know them a little bit. And it's just so nourishing, you know, and yourself as a teacher, really gentle, really kind, and no judgment. And that's really important, I think, where a lot of us women, there's a bit of a sister wound that we can carry from society. And I've had it in the past, and it still happens to me, where I'm triggered by other women.
Mm-hmm.
And we really need to heal that, because it's so devastating. If we can't love each other and honor each other and just accept us as we are, we're all very different, but ultimately we're all just trying to get the same thing, wanting the same thing in life. So having that space to hear about their lives and learn about everything was just like, amazing. I would so do it again.
So you come along to like heal your relationship with men, but you heal your relationship with women as well. And I love what you're saying. I love what you're saying around like getting permission from other women. Because you're saying that you would express some of your desires to friends and they'll be like, oh, why is that important? And then you kind of feel a little bit judged. And I think the other thing is, and one of my best friends said this to me, is like, be careful who you ask advice from. Because you might go over to one of your girlfriends and go, babe, this guy hasn't messaged me back for 2 weeks. Like, I really like him though. Like, what do you think I should do? some of your girlfriends are going to go, it's okay, babe, look at you, you're amazing. I'm sure he loves you. He's probably just busy, right? They want to make you feel good. You come to the spark and I'm going to be like, no, babe, you deserve more. Like, let this guy go. So you need someone like,
forget it.
You want to surround yourself with other women who have high standards, because then that gives you permission to do that too. Or even little things like, oh, I really want to be taken out on more dates. We're all going to be there going, yes, babe, ask him. You're allowed to ask for this need. And then it's almost like you've got this group of women like cheering you on to go and do the thing.
That was incredible.
So I think it's really amazing, like being connected with a group of women who are together supporting each other to raise the bar, and then offering permission as to what's possible in terms of them asking and expressing themselves, and what's possible in terms of dating, like sharing dating stories. And like,
it's so fun.
Like, because when you have an experience and like you date someone who's incredible, that man will allow you to raise the bar. Like, oh, that type of love is available, or I can be treated with love and respect. Okay, that's helped me raise the bar. But you can also do that through hearing other women's stories too. Like, if she had that experience and she met someone like this and she was treated that way, then why can't I? You're not going to settle.
Exactly. Yeah. And putting it into practice, it's literally like, oh, well, if these women are doing this and asking for this, then why can't I?
Yeah.
I can try.
Yeah.
You can always try, right? And I've noticed
since we're allowed to do that. Okay. I didn't know we were allowed to ask to get out.
Giving ourselves permission, making ourselves feel empowered about it. Yeah. Oh my God. It's, now that you're saying it, I'm thinking more along how I am just not with friends and stuff, like especially with boundaries with people, because I had no boundaries at all in my life with anyone. But slowly putting them in has greatly improved things. Like, even if it's just for like friends who want to talk to you, and you there may be some that I don't know, come to you with their problems, and sometimes you may not have the energy to deal with it, so you have to be like, okay, I really want to listen to you and hear you, but do you mind if we do this another time, because I won't be able to give you 100% of my time, and I really want to. And then also, like you said, with like being the friend who is like, no, move on, I was the one who used to be like, oh no, it's okay, don't worry, it's fine. But I have noticed, I'm like, no, you deserve better than this.
Yeah,
fuck that guy.
Yeah,
no, there's none of that.
Amazing.
Just for myself as well, just knowing that where I am right now and having learned all this stuff from you and having the experience with all the ladies, like, I feel like I'm in such a better place, because I intentionally didn't date for a little while. So I was like, I need to get myself back to a better place with this, because you come out of a relationship, sometimes you do lose a bit of confidence, you know, because I went into it and I was like, yeah, this is, you know, great. So you do lose a bit of that. So just been building myself. I mean, I think that the spark really, really helped me in that sense. Just kind of like, okay,
coming back to who you are. And this is what I did after my last breakup, like that when I did intentional celibacy for 9 months, is you're fully giving yourself the space to heal from that person without relying on someone else. Because then you come to a state of wholeness before jumping into the next thing. Otherwise, you just take all of the heartbreak and the pain and you just jump into the next relationship and you just keep repeating patterns. I feel like it's really beautiful to come to this place where you feel perfect, whole and complete, and you're happy within yourself and who you are and the life that you live. And so you're not like seeking love out of lack. You are love, and therefore you attract love.
Definitely. Oh, because the last thing I want to do is hurt someone else.
Yeah.
In the process. And then, you know, you hurt them, and then like they carry that to the next one and stuff. So really getting to a point where, okay, I feel ready and I can dip my toe in, which I think I'm kind of getting there maybe soon. I downloaded a dating app. We'll see.
Amazing.
Because you also kind of have to, you know, practice a little bit as well of the new things that you've learned. Because even on dating apps, you can put your boundaries in place as well. It's a good kind of practice point to see. So I'll probably be sharing some stories around that as well.
And that's it. I think we get so carried away believing that dating's just about finding the one, and that's the only goal, that's the only intention. We're just out there trying to find the one. But actually throughout your journey of dating, there's so many opportunities to, I mean, obviously the love and the pleasure and all the fun side of it, but also like just watching how much you've grown and like testing out your boundaries and your worth and asking to get your needs met. And like for me, like I can look back at all of my relationships and even where I'm at now, when I ask something or like speak up when something feels off, there's almost this like, oh my God, like old me wouldn't have done that. Amazing.
Would have been scared.
Yeah. That's so beautiful. Yeah,
that's the incredible thing about the work you do. You're helping empower us to just not accept the shit anymore. No. And just really go for what we want. And at times it does feel like, oh my God, this is so hard, because what if there, you know, that scarcity mindset of like, oh, what if there isn't anybody out there, where, you know, you have the tendency to be like, there are no good men, but you really have to believe that there are. Yeah. Because if you don't believe that, and I've had this mindset as well, I'm like, this guy, I've just never experienced it. So, you know, it's so intense with this, with anybody else. How am I ever going to experience it with someone else? But you truly have to believe it. And that, I think, comes back to you and your empowerment within yourself, discovering what you like, what are your boundaries, what do you want out of the relationship, getting to a firm point of knowing exactly what you want before you go out there. Because if you don't know what you want, the guy's not going to know, and he's not going to be able to give it to you.
Yeah. And the guys that you attract are a reflection of you. And this is actually a conversation I had with a client today. And I thought it was quite interesting because she said something similar. She had just been on a date with a guy and he was amazing. She said he's like one of the nicest guys that I've ever dated, only been on a couple of dates. But then he was leaving. He was going traveling. And she was like, there was a piece of her that was like upset because she never got to see where it went. And she was like, am I ever going to meet someone as nice? And actually this has come up for me recently as well. Newly single, been sharing it with my only friends, my close friends, and on Instagram.
Yet. Love that, by the way. Oh my God.
Newly single. I had that same belief come up the same day, or like last week, where I was like, am I going to find someone this nice again? Cause I've never dated anyone this nice. And what I had to remind myself and what I had to remind my client is that the men that we date are a reflection of us. So we've both never dated someone who's this nice because we've never been in a state of feeling like we deserve that treatment. Yeah. We've never felt that worthy before. And so the more that you grow and the more that you do this work on yourself, the type of men that you call in are going to be a reflection of that. And so it's not, we can celebrate the men around us and go, he's amazing, love him, have so much love for him, so grateful for that experience because he's such a nice guy. But also knowing like, oh, this is now like the standard that I set for myself. This is now like the regular thing. Like I'm just going to keep continuing calling in guys to this level and above, right? It can only get better.
Yeah, because we can't, once it's really in your system, you can't unlearn any of this.
Yeah.
And whatever crappy behavior you would have taken before, now you just won't.
No.
You just naturally won't. You'll just be like, that's off. I don't like that. I'm not going to deal with that. Yeah. So yeah, you will only better and better.
Exactly. You meet the nice guy, you date the nice guy, and it's like, you're not going to go backwards from that.
Yeah, exactly.
They help you raise the bar.
they do. They definitely do. And it's so nice because the last guy I met, I was like, it showed me the depths of how much I could feel for someone, which really, really surprised me because I'd never felt it before. Mm-hmm. So that in itself was really beautiful. And then for me to now think, it's just going to be even more beautiful the next time around and the next. Well, hopefully there won't be too many nexts, but you know.
The next.
Yeah, it just, you know, you're just going to grow and expand and just like bring in all of this. Mm-hmm. You're just operating more from love and, you know, compassion then. Mm-hmm. And I kind of like, you know, I hope I've left him a little bit more healed. With the last one.
Yeah.
Left him with a little bit more love and hopefully showed him his own self-worth too, own worth, because he was obviously lacking in a way. Yeah. So there's that. And also what I want to say about the spark is I loved that you had Justin on.
He's amazing, isn't he?
Oh, he is really, really amazing. And I follow quite a lot of men because I really wanted to understand more about what goes on for them, because through the process of my own healing, I have three younger brothers as well, and with the men that have been in my life, I want to be able to help them more and guide them, especially having three younger brothers. And growing up in this world, it is quite difficult, and our father's a little bit, well, not a little bit, very much emotionally unavailable, and so it's quite difficult because they still live with him, and I have suffered with that as well. Mm-hmm. But my kind of thought was, like, it's so important for men and women to do this work in tandem and grow together.
Mm-hmm.
And having Justin on, it helps us ask questions that we maybe might not ask the people in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of get an idea and more understanding around it, because mm-hmm. everywhere you're kind of like, oh, men are this, men are that, they're really shit, they're really horrible, they're all just terrible. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, well, why? They're not robots, they're human beings with thoughts and emotions just like us.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can learn about that too, that helped free me massively from the last relationship, because mm-hmm. I was like, okay, I understand what's going on for him. Yeah. And it's got nothing to do with me, it's mm-hmm. not personal, it's mm-hmm. like he's got his own demons to deal with. And yes, it's hurtful, the rejection really, really stings, and it's like, you know, why can't he just see how amazing I am and just be with me?
But it's not you, you're right, it's him,
but it's not me, it's not you, it's never you. That's really helped me move forward with this, is that, you know, understanding the men and where they're coming from is, yeah, because we're holding on to a lot of pain because we're feeling like they're doing it to you deliberately, hurting you. But with the guy, like, you know, constantly coming back, he wasn't doing it maliciously.
Yeah,
part of him wanted to be with me, but he just couldn't fully let himself.
Yeah,
and I had to, you know, stop that completely. But it's like, you know, they have that fear too. And society, the patriarchy, all of this conditioning, we're both victims of the patriarchy and all of this societal conditioning. It's really hard to navigate. And then learning also about polarity, masculine and feminine polarity, in the relationship before that, for me, I was massively in masculine constantly. So then that, you know, he was obviously very feminine and couldn't rely on him for anything at all. So the polarity was dead. Mm-hmm. And no wonder we were in a sexless relationship mm-hmm. for years, because mm-hmm. I was constantly leading, constantly doing everything, constantly just on it. Cause I had to be, I didn't have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
But now, dropping into the feminine nature that I truly want to be in and embodying that, and just, you know, I still have to do everything for myself now. So it's finding the balance of my own masculinity and femininity, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
And the practice that you give us. It's not that I wasn't desirable. It's not that he didn't love me. We just didn't have the polarity.
That's right. Yeah. You know, I think the practices that you give us, like, especially the movement ones, the dancing, that's so important. I used to not like to dance at all. But like over the last couple of years, you know, you've been at home for a lot longer in your own space, and kind of like, okay, I'm just going to have a little dance around, and, you know, and then get into, like, you know, the sensual side of things. And then that's when, you know, self-pleasure as well comes into it, and just, you know, okay, self-pleasures, it can be really quick and everything, but also kind of feeling, taking your time with yourself.
Mm.
So important, having, you know, some nice music on, candle here and there, and just having a little of that, you know, really, really me time.
Yeah, and just showing yourself, like, what's available, and proving to yourself that you're worth it. Again, you setting the bar. But yeah, I love, obviously I love all that stuff, but I do love that call with Justin. Mm-hmm. I think it's, I mean, I can sit and talk about what men want all day, but really, I don't really know. Like, I don't understand men on the level that Justin does, as he's a man. But being able to ask him all the questions and getting his point of view on things. But I think there's also this element of having this very, like, conscious, masculine man there, almost as a role model of what's available to us.
Yeah, that's right.
Because we're all saying, oh, there's no good men available, or men are this, or men are that. And then you have him there in front of you and he just like breaks you out of that pattern, that cycle, that thought process that you keep telling yourself.
Because you're like, there he is right in front of you. And then all of these men that do this work with, you know, in their men's workshops and programs and stuff, so incredible work, such incredible work. And I'm so thankful that there are men out there helping other men.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, you know, we as women, we do have a really tough time, but I sometimes kind of think sometimes it's maybe worse for them because they've been taught not to be vulnerable at all. We women, we talk
loads
all the time.
Yeah, they keep everything in.
They keep everything in, and like how much is sitting in their hearts, and like, you know, it's just like,
Okay, so what's next? What's next for you? You said you're like on dating apps. Are you wanting to get out and date? Are you wanting to like explore and play around a little bit? Are you looking for a serious relationship? What's your intention moving forward? And how do you feel about that?
I think my intention is I really do want to find someone to be with. Mm. I don't think I'm out there to just meet a few people here and there. I mean, obviously meeting a few people here and there, yes, you can. But my intention is to... In a conscious way, a healthy way. Because I do believe a lot in like the energy transference between people and stuff, especially when it's in an intimate setting. So I don't think now I would probably hold out in maybe sleeping with somebody sooner than I probably would have before.
Yeah.
You know, to get out the vibe, suss out the vibe of them beforehand, and you know what their true intentions are, and being really upfront in the beginning, like what are you wanting. You know, I realize it's kind of like scary for them to kind of feel like, well, this is what I want, and that would scare people off. But then I'm just like, well, okay, it's not for them, they're not for me.
Exactly.
So that's fine. But yeah, my intention is to kind of get over the little bit of fear of going back on dating apps. Having a different mindset of like, they're not all rubbish on here. There has to be good men. There are good men. There are good men. Believing that, and just going out, meeting people, but continuing also to just live my life and do what makes me really happy. Treating myself like it was my birthday, and I never really treat myself for anything. And recently, I had a massage and had a manicure and pedicure, and I was like, I almost felt a little bit of guilt for spending the money on myself, but then I was like, but no, I have every right to do this for myself.
Yeah,
so doing more of that, doing more of those things. Doing stuff on my own as well, actually, because I used to be a bit like, well, I've got nobody to go with, but lately I've been doing stuff on my own, and I'm just like, this is great.
Yeah,
my company is awesome.
It's like, you can be out there, you can be dating, you can be looking for the one or open to meeting the one, but like in the meantime, you don't have to go without. You can still do all the things that you want to do in a relationship. You can treat yourself, you can date yourself, buy yourself the flowers. There's like I said before, that you don't have to like live in a state of lack because you're not there yet, but you can live in a state of love and abundance until you meet that person. And essentially that state of like treating yourself like a queen and reminding yourself of your worth and loving yourself is the energy and the vibration that you want to be in, to call in.
That's it. Yeah. Because if you're already doing all this for yourself, then hopefully more of that is going to come in.
Exactly. Amazing. Is there anything else that you want to share?
Just that you're amazing, Astu. The work that you're doing, honestly, is like so, so, so important. And I'm so thankful that I did the spark with you guys, and I've gotten to know you as well a lot better. And what you share with all of us is just so incredible, because it makes us feel like, I don't know if the right word is normal, but like, you're in it with us.
Mm-hmm.
You're going through it with us. You're telling us what's happening in your life too, especially more recently. And it's like, oh my God, she's doing all this work too, but there are still parts of her that have the same things that we do.
Yeah.
And like, if she can get through that and get to the point where she is now, because I think you're fucking incredible. Like, I think you're amazing. Everything that you do is, you know, it's very inspiring, and it helps us see that that's what's out there for us too.
Yeah.
So yeah, like you're an amazing person. And I feel like this is the work that I'm drawn to possibly help women to, because having gone through the severe lack of everything before and coming out of it and realizing that this, I can have a so much more of a better life to help women.
Mm.
And we've been just repressed for far too long. So eternally grateful that the universe put you in my path.
I'm so grateful too. And I like that's pretty much my exact journey, is like me going through the suffering and feeling confused about my sexuality and not feeling loved and being in toxic, abusive relationships, and then finding myself and doing all this work on myself and then being like, this is amazing. I need to offer this to other women. So yeah, I mean,
we want all women to feel like this.
Yeah. Amazing. Thank you so much, beautiful. Thank you for taking
the time. Oh, you're so welcome. Yeah. I love connecting with you.
Amazing. So if you would like more information on exactly what is included inside the Spark, then go to the link in the show notes. It will take you to a info page that has all of that information. As always, I always say this, I love hearing from you guys. So if there are any questions, you can email me, hello@astimarie.com. You can DM me on Instagram, which if you're not following me, it's Asti, A-S-T-I dot Marie, M-A-R-E-E. I think that is it. A little reminder, let's just think of this as like the early bird sales to the live October round, because if you pay in full, you save $699. There's also a payment plan where you can pay $500 over 3 months. And you also get extra content because you get to do both round 2 and round 3, the live version. I will also say, I know that there are a few of you umming and ahhing about working with me one-on-one. If this is you, I will let you know that spots are now filling up for September, which is the last opportunity for you to work with me this year. So if you know this is you, you know where to find me, you know what to do. But obviously one-on-one is that little, I mean, I don't want to say it's more powerful and potent, because some women get more out of working in a group container. There's obviously the element of being able to heal sister wounds when working in group coaching. But some women do get more working one-on-one, as it's more intimate. And the whole program, the whole container is designed specifically for you. So if you want to work with me and you want me to draw up a customized step-by-step game plan that is going to guarantee success, then again, reach out, you know what to do, and I can't wait to start this journey with you. I'm honestly like, I feel like I'm on such an upward spiral in my life right now, just like all the yummy things, like clients flowing in, like so many women wanting to work with me, money flowing in. I mean, I'm sharing more of this with my close friends. I don't want to jinx any of it, but I'm planning the biggest thing ever in my business. It's just like, I want to say go, 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 but it's not. It's like flow, 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 flow. Like all the yummy things are coming in. So if you want to work with me and you want to jump on this beautiful, sexy upward spiral of love and pleasure and abundance, then I can't wait to show you the way. I cannot wait. So I will see you either in the one-on-one container, or I will see you soon in the Spark. Again, any questions? Otherwise, you know what to do. Links are in the show notes. Mwah.